from JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher. Good morning.
Very good morning, Mike.
Open or close that wallet?
A bit closed, actually. Yeah, actually, you were just talking about vibe check. I did a vibe check in Wellington yesterday.
Yes.
Vibe wasn't that. Vibe wasn't great.
So, did you go to the Reading Cinema in Courtney Place for a good time?
No, I missed that. I was at Te Papa, actually. They had a fire alarm.
Did you deface anything while you were there?
No, while I was there, I didn't take my angle grinder yesterday.
Oh, okay. Just a regular visit then.
Just a regular visit, yeah. Anyway, I want to talk about retail spending. Weakness in retail spending, it's one of those symptoms of the weak economy at the moment, isn't it? And it's certainly one of the symptoms where it's quite hard to see it changing, you know, because employment markets are likely to soften and no real interest rate relief in the immediate future. So I'm sort of thinking retail recovery is probably going to be a 2025 story, not a 2024 story. So we picked this data series up last month. It's Westpac Bank's take on retail spendings, and it's sourced from real activity from their issued debit and credit cards. And I think more than one of the banks are doing this at the moment. Now, we know that financial pressures have been pressuring discretionary spending. Westpac do break this down on a regional level. And in most parts of the country now, Mike, spending growth has fallen below the rate of population growth. And Auckland and Wellington are noted in the report as being particularly soft. So their data shows that spending levels in the 3 months to March were up just 1.3% on the same time last year. And that's obviously in a time of population growth and a time of inflation as well. So it's actually it's a slowdown from what we were already, they already had slow rates of growth, and it's slowed down even more and well below rates of growth that we saw last year. Now, Mike, Westpac reckon that on average, households with mortgages are now spending around 18% of their disposable incomes on interest costs. Now, in 2022, that was around 10%, so it's moved an awful lot. Now, that 18% level, Mike, it's historically not an unusual level. It's just quite a big change from where it was. I mean, if you go back to the GFC, that around the GFC time, that peaked interest costs as a percentage of disposable income, peaked at over 25%. Now, households with mortgages clearly constraining their spending, but households without mortgages, their spending's up modestly. It's about 2%, but it's still not through the roof, is it? Remember, we've still got sort of more aggregate increases to mortgage rates to come through the system as well. Some sectors hit really hard, like apparel spending down 6%, furniture down 8%, dining out down 8%. So you'd be doing it tough if you're operating with those sectors at the moment. As I said, special mention to Auckland and Wellington. Auckland in particular, because you get a higher proportion of migrants into the country actually stay in Auckland. So you've got higher population growth. Spending's up 0.4%. So it's basically standing still. Auckland also more affected by changes in employment. The unemployment rate's slightly higher in Auckland. And as I said, Wellington, I was there yesterday, Mike, and lots of talk about government spending cuts and job losses, and spending levels there are falling, and that is likely to get worse, isn't it?
It is indeed. Okay, stateside, the Mag 7 are coming. Tesla's after hours today. Tesla's going to be ugly, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting thing about Tesla, Mike, is that there's lots of anticipation around what Musk is going to say about the future plans for Tesla. You know, are they going to pivot their investment plan? You know, what's happening with robo-taxis? What happens with the cheaper sort of vehicles? The important stuff over the next couple of days, Mike, is you've got these magnificent seven companies, Meta, Microsoft, Alphabet. We really are wanting to see how they do, because they've been carrying the load for the S&P 500 earnings growth. We're now waiting on, can the other companies pick up the slack? Actually, overnight, positive read on that. GM, they raised their profit outlook, 24% rise in first quarter profit. Mike, you like this. They are leaning into, because people don't react to things anymore, they lean into stuff. They're leaning into strong demand for gas-powered trucks.
No kidding.
You'll like that, wouldn't you? Yeah, no, so these other companies overnight have actually done quite well, and the sort of second-string companies, Spotify as well, GE Aerospace, and that's sort of evidence that maybe these other companies outside the Magnificent Seven will pick up the slack over the rest of 2024.
Right, numbers, please.
Well, it's all looking good. The Dow Jones is up 0.7%, 270 points. We're reacting to these better profit numbers. 38510, the number there at the moment. The S&P 500 is up 1.28%, so strong rally there. 64 points, 5074. And the Nasdaq is up 1.7%. 263 point gain, 15,715. Overnight, the FTSE 100 gained 0.25%, 8044. The Nikkei was up 0.3%, 37,552. The Shanghai Composite lost 0.75%, 3021. The Aussies, the ASX 200 gained 0.45% yesterday, 7683. We didn't join the party. We lost 0.42%, 11,803. The close on the NZX 50. One Kiwi dollar will get you on the wholesale markets 0.5940 US, 0.9155 Aussie, 0.5547 Euro, 0.4770 against the pound, 91.92 Japanese yen is the cross. Gold is trading at $2,326 and Brent crude up a little, $88.17.
You have a fabulous Anzac Day. Appreciate your time, Andrew Kelleher, jomywealth.co.nz.